On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, they're black, inquisitive, cunning, and bold. They have a distinctive croaking call and eat just about anything, including carrion. Because they're often seen on battlefields gorging on the fallen, they're considered birds of ill omen and have obtained mythic status as mediators between life and death. In Sweden, ravens are known as ghosts of murdered folks. In Germany, as souls of the damned. In many Indian cultures, the raven is a trickster as well as a creator god. Ravens appear throughout the Bible. It was, in fact, the raven that was the first animal Noah released from the ark. Like the dove, it didn't come back. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Peter Rowan, Norman Blake, the real-time travelers in Monroe Crossing, we'll be looking at Corvus Corax. Ravens coming up. This, where the carcass is, there the ravens will collect together. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Delia Lowe will begin our ornithological jaunt with Ravens and Crows, written by the group's fiddler and lead vocalist, Anya Hinkle. It just doesn't matter because it's all Ravens and Crows, or in the words of the rock group Kansas, just dust in the wind. Delia Lowe singing the title track to their Rebel CD. It's not an old saying, as you might expect, but rather a line that popped into head of Anya Hinkle, the group's fiddler, as she headed home to Asheville, North Carolina from work one evening. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and an in-depth bluegrassical examination of one amazing bird, the raven, an unusually intelligent critter that has one of the largest brains in all of birddom. His black plumage and penchant for feeding on the dead has both fascinated and horrified mankind for centuries. Ravens have been the subject of mythology, folklore, art, literature, and poetry. They appear extensively in the writings of Shakespeare, Dickens, Tolkien, Edgar Allan Poe, and Dave Carter, a real-life poet in addition to being a fine songwriter. Here's Dave, teaming with his partner Tracy Grammer to sing, I Go Like the Raven.
Woodpecker woman, chipaway whittle, carve my name in a hickory fiddle, dance all night, dream just a little, I go like the raven. Down in the meadow, deep in the holler, bullfrog sing to the bug-eye crawler, slide to the rake, hop to the collar, reel with the willow waving. Shine the merlin moonbeam eye, set my dancing feet to fly, o'er the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven, yeah. Cat and a coat of yeller locked me down in a soda cellar, fed me beans and bacon. Through the doorway he did enter, played him coy, played him tender, played him slumber. Through the winter gone when the birds awaken. Shine the merlin moonbeam eye, set my dancing feet to fly, o'er the dark and nervous sky, I go like the rain. Bowstrings tightening, angels gay, devils frightening, come on fire, midnight lightning to the garden can't see. Hail the wayward werewolf howling, haints and shades and goblins growling, fiends and demon deeps prowling when I break in fancy. Shine the merlin moonbeam eye, set my dancing feet to fly, o'er the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven. Plain or pretty, hear my words for reed or witty, keep the greenwood shun the city and the dandies craven.
Norman Blake and the Rising Fawn String Ensemble, Nancy Blake on cello and James Bryan on the fiddle, doing an instrumental version of an old child ballad, number 26, if you're keeping score, The Three Ravens, first published in 1611, but probably much older than that. There are a number of versions of the song, but most involve three scavengers having a spirited dialogue about where and on whom they should dine, as in, there were three ravens that sat on a tree, and they were black, as black might be. And one of them, he said to his mate, "Oh, where shall we go and what shall we eat? Oh, shall we go down to the graveyard cold and feast on the bones and green growing mold? Or shall we go down to the deep salt sea? Or shall we dine on the green willow tree?" And Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer were in the lead with "I Go Like the Raven," as rendered on their signature Sounds album, Drum Hat Buddha. Dave says he wrote the tune after Tracy appeared to him in a dream as a threatening Tibetan goddess. Woodpecker woman, Chippeway Whittle, carve my name in a hickory fiddle. Dance all night, dream just a little. I go like the raven. I don't care who you are. That's some good stuff right there. Brian Clark has a song about the Raven King, which might be a nod to a character that appears in a Susanna Clarke novel that takes place in 19th century England, a time when magic still existed and where the greatest magician of them all was the Raven King.
Tears tonight. welcome to the crazy side of divine.
Brian Clark with Raven King, one of his own, heard on his Gossip, Inspiration, and Slander project. We'll let Texas fiddler Earl Garner get us through our first break with a little bit of one of his originals. This is Raven's Waltz from Earl's Stoneway LP, Texas Bluegrass. Higgs, and we'll continue our high lonesomeization of Ravens immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back in the midst of a heartfelt Bill Monroe begatted tribute to the mighty Raven. While ravens are in the same family of birds as crows, they're very different. They're larger and heavier, with shaggy feathers around the throat and a wedge-shaped tail. And their call is quite distinct, usually a much deeper and sonorous sound than a crow's call. Like this. It was no accident that Edgar Allan Poe chose the raven to symbolize death in his most famous poem, and the most famous line therefrom, quoth the raven, nevermore, makes an appearance in this next song, written by Peter Rowan while traveling from Seattle to Victoria, B.C. Rowan recalls, quote, there were ravens everywhere, thus the inspiration. The ravens fly between worlds. For Native Americans, the raven is the bringer of change and transformation, end of quote.
Raven, raven in the morning, raven, raven late at night, raven.
lost highway. Curse your luck and rob you blind. Steal away my broken rainbow moon. Shine in a glass of wine.
Thank you. comes past the sun, and she tries to tell her sister that her trials have just begun. Have you seen the silver raven? She has wings and she can fly far above the darkened waters, far above the troubled sky. Have you seen the changing rivers? Now they wake, they turn to die.
The Cole Porters singing about the elusive Silver Raven on their Turn the Water On, Boy CD. And the Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band was up front with The Raven from the group's Compass outing, Legacy. Ravens are among the most talkative birds, with up to 30 different known vocalizations. There are alarm calls, chase calls, and light calls. Their complex vocabulary also includes a high knocking, tock, 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 a grating craw, and a low guttural rattle. They've even been known to mimic human speech. No wonder Julie Kerr was able to converse with one.
but I fear you want the freedom of this feather fair. The weight that it will give you, I wonder, can you bear? You'll soar among the clouds, you will touch the sky, but the earth below your feet you must deny. Touched her wing, laid a feather down. Turning to the trees, she made no sound. Reaching out, I knew no choice was there. I would follow my fair raven up to thin air.
Time Travelers singing Raven from their self-titled Yodelahi CD. That was Martha Scanlon singing her own tune, and Julie Kerr was immediately prior singing her own tune, The Raven, as heard on her Mornings Like These disc. Young ravens initially travel in flocks, but later mate for life. The happy couple usually stays in the same location. Ravens love to play. They've been known to slide down snowbanks for the sheer joy of it. They get a bang out of playing catch-me-if-you-can games with other species, such as wolves, otters, and dogs. They sometimes make their own toys out of broken twigs, and they love to engage in demonstrations of aerial acrobatics. We'll leave it to the Atkinson family to get us on past break time with a little bit of Raven's Flight. They're tearing up the line, CD. pigs, and we'll be looking at raven tresses, musing on the stark raven, and hearing the story of the fox and the raven as soon as we've flown past our impending break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, still immersed in the grandeur of bluegrassical ravenness. In Bluegrassland, if you're a beautiful woman with long black hair, you, of course, have raven tresses and are considered highly desirable. Too bad you've got a false heart. Monroe Crossing tells us the tale of cheating, lying, and killing in raven tresses.
I close my eyes and see her raven tresses. Or her slender shoulders like they always fell. Fare thee well, dear lover, there shall be no other. In this wicked, wicked world for me. Innocent and lovely as an April morning. But she grew false-hearted and from grace she fell. Fare thee well, dear lover, there shall be no other. In this wicked, wicked world for me. Twas a summer evening, I found them in our meadow. I bid the earth to take them right there where they fell. Fare thee well, false lover, there shall be no other. In this wicked, wicked world for me. Are waiting for to take me on the hill behind this lonesome prison cell. Fare thee well, dear lover, there shall be no other. In this wicked, wicked world for me. Close my eyes and see her raven tresses. As she beckons to me from the gates of hell. Fare thee well, false lover, there shall be no other.
Mm-hmm. Tony Furtado with a cool, moody, and cleverly named instrumental, The Stark Raven. It's performed on his Rounder project, Roll My Blues Away. And Monroe Crossing led things off with Raven's Tresses, Becky Buller tune, found on their Heartache and Stone offering. You're hearing about false-hearted, cold-hearted, no-hearted, stone-hearted, stark-raving mad, man-destroying predators, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs over at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Well, not all raven-haired beauties are bad news. Far from it. This is Floraway Holiday with a happy tale of the fox and the raven.
It was a blind date a long time ago. He'd been asking about her and wanted to know if this raven-haired beauty with eyes all aglow would even talk to him. Would love really grow? But the good times came easy. They laughed and they cried. Together the reason could not be denied. And he longed to be near her and she to him. For this love is so pleasing and they are best of friends. Love still grows, only the heart really knows. You make a promise forever to never let go. And to love one another as you walk down this road. In this beautiful life, the fox and the raven become man and wife. And to love one.
raven, oh raven, out in the snow. Raven, oh raven, where will you go? Raven, oh raven, when the snow is so deep. Raven, oh raven, where will you sleep? Raven, oh raven, the snow is so deep. Raven, oh raven, your eyes are so bright. Raven, oh raven, dark as a night. Raven, oh raven, out in the snow. Raven, oh raven, where will you go? Raven, oh raven, out in the snow. Raven, oh raven, lying in the snow. Raven, oh raven, where did you go? Raven, oh raven, dark as the night. Raven, oh raven, the soul's taken flight. Raven, oh raven, black as the night.
Bristol Mountain Bluegrass with Raven from their album A Collection of Gems. And Flora Mae Holiday was just behind with The Fox and the Raven from her self-titled outing. Okay, in honor of the 150th anniversary of the publication of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, written by Lewis Carroll in 1865, here's one of the most famous riddles of all time. You may recall that at a tea party, the Mad Hatter asked Alice, "Why is a raven like a writing desk?" The riddle is never answered. Alice doesn't know. The Mad Hatter doesn't know. He was just asking. Alice chides him with, quote, "I think you might do something better with the time than wasting it and asking riddles that have no answers," end quote. Over the years, many people, including Carroll himself, have attempted to come up with an answer to the riddle. We'll give you a minute or two to ponder the riddle yourself as we wrap up our look at the inscrutable raven with a Joshua Palmer twin mandolin tune called The Raven and the Crow, as heard on his Pawtuxet CD, Metacognition. And on that high, happy, why is a raven like a writing desk? Because Poe wrote on both, and neither is ever approached without cause, C-A-W-S. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and... Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we're bound for October and November 1975, when, among other things, Earl Scruggs is hospitalized after crash landing his airplane, the Grand Ole Opry celebrates its 50th birthday, and Jimmy Martin takes the winter off to go coon hunting. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be nothing but 40-year-old grass on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.